President Clinton and 17 other participants at the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit ended their meeting today with an agreement on information technology. APEC gave a qualified endorsement to a U.S. plan that would eliminate most tariffs on computers, memory chips, and telecommunications products by the year 2000. There was also movement on the diplomatic front at the APEC conference. Despite deep and unresolved differences, President Clinton and President Jiang Zemin of China agreed to exchange state visits. From the APEC site in Manila, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It was a relaxed Bill Clinton, buoyed from re-election, who held serious but animated talks with the leader of China. In the course of their meeting yesterday, President Jiang Zemin even joked that the president ought to try Chinese medicine for the chronic hoarseness in his voice that has afflicted him in his swing through Asia. Their agreement to exchange state visits is seen as a break in the ice that has formed in U.S.-Sino relations over Taiwan, trade, and nuclear proliferation. Assistant Secretary of State Winston Lord insisted that the high-level exchanges should not be interpreted as a U.S. retreat on human rights.
I don't know of any other country in the world that takes this issue up more regularly and at high levels with the Chinese and the United States. We will continue to do so. We have a very broad agenda with the Chinese, very important issues, and the President believes that these high-level visits and the envisaged state visits are a way to push forward process across a broad front.
Human rights groups quickly denounced the decision. President Clinton, they point out, came into office 4 years ago, pledging to withhold trade and other assistance to nations like China that deny fundamental freedoms to their people. But as China's economic might has grown, critics say, so too has U.S. interest in appeasing it. Mike Jendrisik is the Washington director of Human Rights Watch Asia.
Precisely because China is undergoing this profound transition and transformation, and because there's an intense succession struggle underway, this is the time when human rights should be given greater priority, not a lesser priority, in U.S.-Sino relations. All of China's trading partners should be sending consistent signals on the need for respect for human rights and the rule of law if China is to be a reliable trading partner and a respected great power and member of the international community.
The proposed meetings would make the first such exchanges since the 1989 massacre of pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square. No dates have yet been set for the exchanges. American officials say the Chinese proposed leaving the timetable open. The president joined his fellow APEC leaders in tackling a timetable of another sort. 2 years ago, after setting a lofty goal of lifting trade and investment barriers in the region, the group today endorsed an agreement that would substantially eliminate tariffs on computers and other information technology by the year 2000. The U.S. had sought total elimination by then. Still, American officials were claiming victory in the compromise. Winston Lord.
You're asking countries, after all, in a matter of months, and some leaders in a matter of hours, to commit themselves to eliminate tariffs on the fastest, most important export sector in the world. And it is no mean feat to have them say they're going to do that in 3 years. And in order to do that, I assume there was some give and take, which there should be in a consensus organization.
U.S. computers, chips, and telecommunications equipment are key sectors in a growing number of state economies. Before departing for Thailand in the final leg of his Asia visit, the president called the agreement a big deal that will mean jobs back home. In Manila, this is Julie McCarthy.